Ortega refused to cancel the duel?
He made me an offer I couldn't excuse, I said. Shiro grunted.
Duel is Will's. Tomorrow, just after sundown. Wrigley Field.
A stadium? Why don't we put it on pay-per-view while we're at it? I glowered at the street and checked my watch again. I'm meeting someone in a minute. I'll give you the keys to my car. I can pick it up from Michael's tomorrow.
No need, Shiro said. Mac called me a cab.
Okay, I pocketed my keys.
Shiro stood quietly for a moment, lips pursed thoughtfully, before he said,
Ortega means to kill you.
Yes, yes he does, I said.
I managed not to grind my teeth as I said it.
Everyone is saying that like I didn't know it already.
But you do not know how.
I frowned and looked down at Shiro. His shaved head gleamed under a nearby streetlight.
The war is not your fault.
I know that, I said, but my voice lacked conviction.
No, Shiro said. It truly is not your fault.
What do you mean?
The Red Court has been quietly building its resources for years, he said. How else were they ready to start their attacks in Europe only days after you defeated Bianca?
I frowned at him.
Shiro drew a cigar from inside his jacket and bit off the end. He spat it to one side.
You were not the cause of the war. You were merely the excuse. The Reds would have attacked when they were ready.
No, I said. That's not how it is. I mean, damn near everyone I've spoken to on the council.
Shiro snorted. He struck a match and puffed on the cigar a few times while he lit it.
The council. Arrogant. As if nothing significant could happen unless a wizard did it.
For someone who wasn't on the White Council, Shiro seemed to have its general attitude pretty well surrounded. If the Red Court wanted war, why is Ortega trying to stop it?
Premature, Shiro said. Needed more time to be completely prepared. The advantage of surprise is gone. He wishes to strike once and be certain it is a lethal stroke.
I watched the little old man for a minute. Everyone's got advice tonight. Why are you giving it?
Because, in some ways, you are every bit as arrogant as the council, though you do not realize it. You blame yourself for what happened to Susan. You want to blame yourself for more.
So what if I do?
Shiro turned to me and faced me squarely. I avoided meeting his eyes.
Duels are a test of fire. They are fought in the will, the heart. If you do not find your balance, Ortega will not need to kill you. You will do so for him.
I guess you were a psychoanalyst before you were a sword-swinging vigilante against evil.
Shiro puffed on the cheroot.
Either way, been alive longer than you. See more than you.
Like what?
Like this vampire warlord, how he manipulates you. He is not what he seems to be.
Really? I've never seen that one before, I said. Someone not what they appear to be. However will I adjust?
Shiro shrugged.
He is centuries old. He is not from the same world. The world Ortega lived in was savage, brutal. Men like him destroyed entire civilizations for gold and glory. And for hundreds of years since then, he has fought rival vampires, demons, and enemies of his kind. If he approaches you through formal, civilized channels, it is because he thinks it is the best way to kill you. Regardless of what happens in the duel, he intends to see you dead by any means necessary. Maybe before, maybe after, but dead.
Shiro didn't put any particular emphasis on the words. He didn't need to. They were enough to scare me without any added dramatics. I glowered at his cigar and said, "Those things will kill you." The old man smiled again.
"Not tonight."
I'd think a good Christian boy wouldn't be puffing down the cigars.
"Technicality," Shiro said.
"The cigars?"
"My Christianity," Shiro said. "When I was a boy, I liked Elvis. Had a chance to see him in concert when we moved to California. It was a big revival meeting. There was Elvis, and then a speaker, and my English was not so good. He invited people backstage to meet the king. Thought he meant Elvis, so I go backstage. He sighed. Found out later I had become a Baptist.